Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. 7 after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, proud to be able to bring you news that relates to people who are small family farmers, information about how to make your farm more successful. We talk to people who have various experiences on the farm every week to try to give you an idea. Oh, maybe I can try that on my farm. We start the program with news that is important, in my, at least my judgment, to family farmers, things you probably didn't hear about or don't know about. As you probably know, I've made it very clear over the years that I think both of the big national organizations have a place for small farmers, whether it be the American Farm Bureau Federation or whether it be the National Farmers Union. A couple of things from the Farmers Union this week that I think are important for us to know. The president of the Farmers Union, a guy named Rob LaRue, has been talking about the USDA hearings on changes to the federal milk marketing order. The system is broken. There are real problems. And he said, quite honestly, I'm not thrilled about the hearing. We don't think that it's the right issue and the right thing to be addressed right now. So we've taken a position that actually is opposed to the hearing the way that it's been set up. So the USDA sets the scope of these hearings. And they're trying to figure out how to make allowances in the Class 1 formula and advanced pricing. And the reason that I bring this up now is because it's so complicated. The market can't do its job. LaRue says that there are far deeper problems in the dairy industry, and he is right. These things need action now. He said in the context of a farm bill, to actually see legislation that tries to get a handle on the supply chain, we have more milk being produced. That drives the price down. And anytime we have a scenario like that, we don't have a way to get a handle on it. Farmers are the ones who suffer. And they do. I know that. I can see it around me. We had $34 milk. $34 milk last year. This time it's down to, depending on where you are in the country, $16, almost half what it was. No, and people say, well, we got to have more cows. I know a fellow who just bought 12 springing heifers from me who paid top dollar for them because he wants to increase the size of his herd from 200 to 400. So he's going around finding choice animals, and I raise maybe over the course of a year, I might be have this year probably have 36 to 40 springing heifers during the course of the year. Right now I happen to have 14 of them. And so it's, but the value of these isn't being judged on the value of the milk. The value of the cow is based on the value of the cow at slaughter. Beef prices, because beef is not being raised to the extent that it is needed, and therefore the prices are going higher and higher and higher. And some dairy people are taking cows that are only 2-3 lactations in and selling them for beef. And so that pushes the value of springing heifers up, but it doesn't help the, you know, the cost of milk or the payment for the milk that you're making is so out of, it's just, it's out of, it's ridiculous.
So anyway, the profound problem here is the federal milk market order. The hearings are one important piece of the puzzle. We need to be cautious not to be lulled into contentment with small wins. And you see, that's what the government does. And so your comments certainly are welcome. You can always reach me by going to gooddayshow.com. So that's one thing that comes from the Farmers Union. Here's something else that actually came in a letter that I got a copy of. The Environmental Protection Agency has affirmed that the Clean Air Act cannot be used as a basis to restrict independent repair of farm equipment. That's what John Deere and some of these other phonies have claimed, that the Clean Air Act, we are the only ones who can take care of your tractor and make sure it's not polluting, so we have to take care of your equipment. You can't. The equipment manufacturers are all over the place saying that the EPA will all suffer because farmers will tamper with emissions control systems. And so that's why they need to restrict repair. The EPA confirmed that this is what farmers have known all along. Equipment manufacturers have been using bad faith to restrict independent repair. So the administrator for the EPA took the issue seriously and provided clarity to farmers across the nation. So the manufacturers are the bad guys. Government usually is, but in this case, they are not. So there has been a number of there's been a lot of input into the anti-tampering provisions of this act. Imagine, the government is so involved in your life, and these big businesses are so involved. Instead of just building something that has utilitarian value, they're trying to screw you. And the farmers now realize that. That's why all the hoopla over independent repair. The administrator for the EPA said, in regard to what the National Farmers Union said, EPA believes barriers to the proper repair and maintenance of non-road equipment is harmful to the environment. Believes barriers are harmful to the environment. Did you hear that? So the EPA says, we support the efforts by anybody to enact legislation clarifying that independent repair is allowable, provided the efforts continue to clearly prohibit illegal tampering. All right, so anyway, the NFU supports the federal legislation solution. American Farm Bureau, not so much, because they're tied closer to Big Ag and to the big industries that support Big Ag, like John Deere. All right, we move along in a matter of moments here. Doug Steffen with a thought about weight loss programs. Summertime, people want to, especially in the dog days of summer, they want to lose weight. They find themselves, I find myself and the people working with me in all this humidity and heat, losing weight. If you're doing it intelligently, that's great. If you're doing a helter-skelter program, not so great. May I suggest you go to the website for Calitrin, the only all-natural source of losing weight and keeping it off. Right now, you go to toploss.com. You understand how the program works, the science behind it, the success rate of all the people who have been involved. Lots of people on the farm are using this program because it's all natural, and they identify with that. Check it out. The website, again, is toploss.com. And the dog days of summer sale going on right now. Check it out. Use it. If it doesn't work, get your money back. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work! I know, it's mind-blowing! Towels that actually dry you! The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, Now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at OmahaSteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Back on the American Family Farmer with some other news items here. Central Montana, pretty well known for its wheat fields, that sort of thing. Winter wheat harvest is looking up for farmers in the Golden Triangle. This year's harvest is sort of sentimental to fourth-generation farmers, the Stevens family of Dutton, Montana. And so the idea here is to put forth the younger people that are studying how to make farming better with the older, the past generations that have just done it and learned by doing. The family and the students that are coming from Cornell trying to get to the bottom line of how to make the wheat harvest better every year. So there are a number of Cornell University students that come from Montana, but there's one here that came from a waterfront town in Maine. I thought was interesting. He loves going to Montana. He says that his experience there working with Montana farmers, the memories will last a lifetime. And so these people have been working around the clock to try to fix the problems, because the cereal crop, that's what the wheat is, plagued by drought. Iowa is having the same problems. So there are things that are being developed. I wanted to call to your attention the fact that this one family has been on this farm for a long time, is getting help. They were chosen to be the ones that the Cornell University students would help. And so they are bridging the gap between farmer and consumer, educator, that sort of thing. Who could tell? Unforeseen circumstances like this. And so there are a couple of different websites. You can go to Cornell University's website and see what's being done. Perhaps you can learn from that experience there. Here's a study from the University of Colorado predicting the number of farms worldwide will shrink by the end of the century. This would be a big problem for our food system. This is from something I read in the journal Nature Sustainability. The study created a model of farms around the world to look at patterns and predict what's going to happen in the future. So you look at the trajectories of farmers and where they're going. The fact that we have had around the world, let's see, what was the last number I saw? We've had in the last 2-3 years a drop off of from 600 million farms around the world to 300 million by the end of this decade. So half the farms, and then the average farm size is doubling. So people say, what are you worried about? Well, there isn't a lot of land in Europe. Here in North America, we see steadily declining.
Well, wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
At the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Aaron Fields, who is the head of horticulture at Eden Green Technology, a website, edengreen.com. I've zoomed in to it. It's kind of fascinating visit, I guess. Maybe that's as much as there's a visit here. Local produce. So let's find out how Aaron plays into this. What's your background, Aaron? Where do you come from? Where did you go to school? A little on you, please.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you. My name is Aaron Fields. I'm the Vice President of Agriculture at Eden Green Technology. I went to school for biogeography. I didn't study horticulture at all. I was quickly introduced to greenhouses. My first job was working in a research greenhouse in Illinois, where I'm from. I grew up surrounded by agriculture and dairy farmers. Spent my summers baling hay a lot of times, so I'm really familiar with traditional ag.
Good for you.
That was great. It's a big part of who I am, and I love that. And so I was introduced to a greenhouse, and I had no idea. I didn't grow up around greenhouses. I didn't know about controlled environment agriculture. Got to work in a research greenhouse. And saw this great blend of science and art and growing plants in a controlled space and what you can do and test and push and the opportunities there. So I did that for a couple of years, worked on the West Coast. I actually worked in lettuce fields from Salinas to Yuma for 4 years, chasing trials and inoculations. Got firsthand account of what it's really like, where all of our lettuce comes from, what those fields are like, what the workers are like, what the supply chain's like. That pushed me into the greenhouse industry more, and it made me want to be part of a solution that got fresher produce to people quicker, nutritious produce to people quicker, more efficiently, less of a carbon footprint. And so I found myself running a greenhouse on top of a Whole Foods in Brooklyn, New York, growing and that was as close as you get to the market, growing lettuce and basil on top of a grocery store. It's great, until I started realizing what you do with the excess stuff from that greenhouse. They couldn't take everything. And so now, what does that distribution look like? And I became face-to-face with produce being shipped across to another state to go to a distribution center just to come back to that same place where it was grown so it could go through the right channels. And that didn't make a lot of sense to me. And shortly after I worked at that greenhouse, I found Eden Green. and we have become this amazing solution for fresh local produce that solves a distribution problem and can help with the decentralization of food movement across the country.
All right. So I like it when people talk about vertical. I first learned about this type of farming with my brief introduction to the cannabis business, because this is the way cannabis is grown, unless it's grown outside. This is, it's kind of an inside-tiered thing, and it's fascinating to get into it. A lot of people don't like the product, and that's neither here nor there as to the understanding of how to grow things. Matter of fact, I have a farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, and as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, because we're as close as we are to Boston, because we have a problem much of the year, because most of the produce is grown outside, and the idea of having, a way to produce a lot of food year-round that's fresh is very appealing to me, to my clients, my customers, and it seems to me anybody who's thinking about health and nutrition. So we're digging into Eden Green, the food supply outfit. This is it looks like top-to-bottom management thing in terms of how you grow and how you distribute. It looks like you're catching it all here. Aaron Fields and I will continue our conversation. He's the Vice President of Agriculture at Eden Green Technology. He's visiting with us this week on the American Family Farm.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Classes are canceled at Morgan State University while police continue searching for a suspect in a shooting on campus last night that sent five people to the hospital. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. The victims, four men and one woman, ages 18 to 22. The ousting of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sparked a flurry of contenders vying for his position. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana officially entered the race. Could robots soon be working at a fast food restaurant near you?
Chipotle is currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app.
This is not the first time that Chipotle has used robots. That was John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Next half hour, certainly a very important part of it, devoted to a discussion of horticulture, growing things in buildings, versus outside, or let's say in complement to what's outside. Aaron Fields, the Vice President of Agriculture, Head of Horticulture at Eden Green Technology. So you said you found Eden Green. What's their story? Because your story is part of where they are now, but how did it develop and where did it develop?
Great question. Yeah, this company has a very unique and interesting background. It was founded by two brothers from South Africa, Jacques and Eugene Van Buren. They were involved heavily in construction and engineering. They ran a company. They built buildings and houses. They had a very moving experience where they came face to face with their hunger and lack of fresh food in their home country of South Africa. And they wanted to do something about it immediately. And they wanted to make sure that they were innovating some way to make food available to everyone. And so they dropped everything they were doing, they handed over management of their company and started developing this system. And the goal was to bring fresh food to everyone through a greenhouse that could fit as much food as you could on the small amount of footprint and do this sustainably and get healthy food to people. And they brought that to Texas. And then I found them about 9 months after they got here, and we've been growing together ever since.
So let's talk about the simple success and the reason. Most people who are successful because they found a simple formula that when you look at it, you think, duh. And in this circumstance, right? Yeah. There is nothing worse. And I say that because I know the audience that I have, and they're all going to clap and yell and scream, and yeah, Doug's right. There's nothing worse for you. I'm talking now not to the farm people that are listening to our program, but to folks, because we connect farm, food, and family here on this program. So there are ultimate users of our products here that are frustrated because they go to a supermarket or a grocery store, and they see the lettuce. And they see the beets, and they see the spinach, and they see everything, the carrots all being sprayed with this mist, and the bright colors, and boy, doesn't this stuff look yummy. What they don't know is that that stuff has sat in a truck for 3, 4, 5 days as it traveled across the country, depending on the time of year, not always, but if you're buying in the spring and summer and fall on the East Coast, then you're getting probably stuff that's fresh. But if you're in the middle of winter and you're in Pennsylvania, chances are you're getting stuff that's been trucked across the country. And so it may look good, but most of the value, nutritional value, is long gone. And so you refer to it, I get a kick out of this on your website, the 5,000-mile salad. And that's what it is, traveling thousands of miles to give you no benefit, right? Yes. Zero benefit. And so this is a way to get around that and or to deal with it, I guess, as much as anything else. So you were talking about having a garden on top of a whole food store. What's the practical way? I mean, if you're going to make an impact, you got to have a lot of land and or a lot of buildings so you can grow this stuff in a way that will actually impact. You'll have an imprint. You'll make a dent in the stuff that we're talking about that is a problem, right? So what do you do? How are you handling that?
Yeah, and it used to be. You used to need a ton of land. If you wanted to build a traditional flat-style greenhouse and grow on one horizontal layer, some of these lettuce greenhouses have to be, you know, 15, 20 acres to serve an area
right.
And make money off that. That doesn't make any sense. The greenhouse gives you the added benefit of growing 365 days a year if you know how to use it and you build the right structure and the right system in the right place. As America has evolved its greenhouse industry, we've learned how to do this everywhere, and Eden Green is leading that charge. We've combined the vertical aspect with the traditional greenhouse aspect, so we can still use the bright, beautiful power of the sun, we can still be fully sustainable, and we don't need nearly as much land as anybody else does. We're growing close to 40 acres of lettuce in an acre and a half. That's traditional field farming.
So you got
to
build a building, though. Are you finding warehouses? A lot of the cannabis stuff has gone into old warehouses. What are you finding to use?
We don't want to build those buildings. We want to build greenhouses. So the actual inside growing, the warehouses you see, the vertical towers, that doesn't make a lot of sense for lettuce. It doesn't really pencil out. You're spending millions of dollars to ignore Mother Nature and the environment and then spending another millions of dollars to recreate that inside, when you could just learn to work in symbiosis with that nature if you build a greenhouse. Keep that sky open. So we are building a greenhouse building. That's absolutely right. A lot of this land exists in places where it's really effective, but it's kind of like one of those moments you said, one of those aha moments where it's right next to distribution centers, semi-industrial areas, very rural areas, very open land areas, land you don't use for anything else, zoned for business and industry. And if you go there, that land is available, and you're right next to the point of where that food needs to go to get to people across the country.
So are you, as the farmers who are listening, or listening intently, they're wondering, especially if they're produce people, dairy guys not so much, produce people who may have an extra, let's say they've got 100 acres of growing stuff, produce in the summertime. They've got an extra acre in the back corner of the land. Are they somebody who's a typical partner, put up a building on their land and grow produce on their land to get to their customers as well as others?
That's not necessarily our model. We have talked about licensing on our greenhouses and our technology, and we've learned quickly that in order to be really effective in this supply chain, we really want to be able to bring our technology, our buildings, our produce next to those distribution centers. So we're actually looking at those areas as the areas where we build out new buildings. Now, we are very instrumental in helping both local universities, national universities, and local farmers learn about hydroponics, how that can help you, how you can grow on your land 365 days a year, because we're not going to be the only solution. Even Green isn't going to grow all the produce for the world. It's going to take everything.
I think that's, I'm thinking, frankly, I'm thinking about me and some other people who are around me. I'm in a town that's very close. The headquarters of four or five major industries are in my community. And because it's so close to the major road system on the East Coast, that's why these companies locate here, because it's easy to get in and easy to get out. And so what you're talking about is pretty much the same thing. It's the, I don't want to say the corporatization of growing, because that's what big ag is all about, and that's what we kind of are rebuffing. We're looking for ways to localize this stuff so you don't have a 5,000-mile salad. Interesting. Aaron Fields is with us on the American Family Farmer, Vice President of Agriculture in charge of horticulture at Eden Green Technology. We continue in a matter of moments. Right now, a focus on you and your health, your well-being. Right now, Calitrin has a fabulous way for you and your family, your spouse especially, to get in on the action. The action is people want to lose weight, people want to keep it off. And the best way to do that is to go to toploss.com, fabulous website full of so much information about what's going on in your body, what you can do to fix some of the problems that you have because you're overweight, you've tried a lot of different things, it doesn't work, and you know the whole story. So you need kind of a help. You need support. And that's what you get when you go to toploss.com. Focus on what Calitrin has to offer in terms of ingredients. It's collagen protein. It's digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Now, you may not know about any of those individually or collectively, but they help to restore your body, and that's what you want. Go to toploss.com. Use the code Doug for free shipping and take advantage of, for example, right now you get the Dieters Duo, the special. You pay for one person who's going to lose weight, but you can get product for two. How's that for a deal? Check it all out. Plus, they have financing, too, available for you to help you in another way at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened to cross Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
for a few more minutes with Aaron Fields. Boy, this has really piqued my interest. Aaron is from Eden Green Technology, and as some would think, this would be natural for California. But you just heard me describe my situation here. I'm in a suburban community 26 miles west of Boston, and this town is known not necessarily for its agriculture. It used to be. Matter of fact, the name was Farmlington before it was Framingham. It was started by four farmers who came over here in 1629. And so, but it's become, because of its location, one of these industrial or business giants. And lots of people work for these companies, and they're all, you know, there's a Whole Food, it's not as bad as California, but there's a Whole Food store in every town, not on every corner like it is in California. But, you know, everybody needs to have this nutrition, this plant nutrition. And so, how far can you go? Can you go all across the country? Now, what's your area of dominant influence right now, Aaron?
Right now, we're located in Cleburne, Texas, which is about 20 minutes south of Fort Worth, Texas. We are close to the town of Cleburne, and we work very closely with that city. And so we are actually right across the street from a Walmart distribution center.
Yep.
And so those trucks can come in, unload there, and go right across the street and pick up our lettuce and bring it right to the store they're going to.
Mm-hmm. Have a deal like that with Walmart? Are you distributing your stuff to Walmart?
We are. We currently distribute through a partner of ours, Robinson Fresh Distribution.
Yeah.
And they help us move our lettuce across the country. It's a very, very good partnership. They've done amazing things for us, and we're really happy to be able to bring that product. The lettuce gets to that store in less than 2 days. It doesn't sit on a truck. It doesn't go 2,000 miles. It goes maybe 400 miles at best. Same day delivery on that shelf, fresh to you. It's amazing how much better just a simple thing like lettuce tastes.
And how much better it is for you. No way, no question about it. So you could do this conceivably at the Costco distribution centers, BJ's distribution centers. I'm sure you're working on all of those sorts of things. Put up a shack across the street, and you're in business pretty much, right?
That's exactly what the idea is. It's going to the source of the distribution issue, which is going to where they move the food around. Now we don't have to bring it to a distribution center, to a store. It's right next door. Cuts down on transportation costs, carbon footprint, freshness, food loss, all that nutrition release, all goes away because we can build this right next to a distribution center.
So are you a for-profit or not-for-profit organization?
We are very much a for-profit organization. It does take money to solve issues like this, and we are all about helping by making that profit.
Mm-hmm. And so are you a publicly traded company? Can people check you out that way, or is it a privately held company?
It's a privately held company right now.
Yep. All right. Well, there are still a lot of questions probably folks would like to get answers for and to. So it's obviously a very different scenario from some of the huge big ag outfits. So if you go to EdenGreen.com, you can find answers to questions that I wasn't able to ask here. But the practical side of what they're doing is you get two or three harvests a year. You're close to the source of distribution, which is especially important. So there are two or three different things about this that are very intriguing. I'm glad we were able to share those ideas, Aaron. Thanks very much for being here. Aaron Fields from Eden Green Technology here this week on the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
American Family Farmer, 53 past the hour. In case you missed it, or you do miss it, or you may not have it on top of mind, American Family Farmer Show is available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a download, a podcast. Some of our more recent discussions had a fellow on from Shady Brook Farm, and we talked about how the family has been able to hold on to the land, actually growing it from a very small acreage to pretty large acreage. That was a good conversation. And those are the kind of stories that I want to tell so that you can be inspired. And perhaps there's some idea that germinates in your mind from listening to these conversations. Happy to help. Check it out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We also have our daily food farm family input that comes from my weekday syndicated program, the Good Day program. We have a food farm family segment, and all the input there daily changes, foodfarmfamily.com. More information about what you're eating, where it's coming from, that sort of thing. But it is it's compelling, if I do say so myself. I don't put it together. Jay Kirshner does, but there's a lot of very helpful, serious information there for anybody who eats. So hopefully that's everybody. Last week on my opining section, I was talking about the conditions, how optimistic farmers seem to be. That seems to be one of the bywords. I find the farmers that I'm around are more optimistic than not. However, this is another point of view sent to me by somebody who didn't agree, obviously, with my point of view. Someone who's a producer is having a notably tough time. This guy listens to me in Indiana, and he cited a Purdue University study that shows that the barometer of positive sentiment had dropped down 8 points from where it was earlier this year. On a scale of 1 to 100,
and actually during the course of the year, he said recently he was down 8 points. During the course of the year, prior to that, had been down 13 points. That is, what are the future expectations that farmers have? And this particular survey of the ag economy was nowhere near as positive as the information I passed to you last week. That tells me a couple of different things. First of all, any study, any survey that's done is done hopefully to turn out the way the people who are paying for the survey want it to turn out. It's just the way it is. You know, you see people who, you look at a Gallup poll or you look at a Pew poll, and usually whoever pays for it, unless it's a public interest group, has an agenda. So if Ford Motor Company pays for some company to do a survey as to what the most popular car and truck is in America, guess what? They're going to come back with Ford being the most popular. Then they can use that. Hey, this survey says Ford's the most popular. Well, in this circumstance, I'm looking at emotion. I'm looking at how you're investing the most important capital you have, and that's you and your time and your acumen. And so as I look at the prices for farm machinery, talk about this right to repair thing, the cost of fuel, the interest rates, I get what this person is telling me about this survey. The negative view is compounded by all these realities. And so how can you be positive? How can you look at the farm financial index and think, hey, this is great? Because it isn't. And so I wanted to present this other point of view, food for thought, because I know, as I sit here and do this program, that when I went through that of trying to make people feel better about what they're doing, because that's part of my job, to make you feel better, but to also bring you news and things that'll help stir the pot. And if you listen to my Good Day program Monday through Friday, you know that's kind of where my head's at. I want people to think better about themselves and about what they're doing. But sometimes people, you know, they look at stuff like this, the short-term farmland value expectation index, which has gone up 126 points in the past year. It's not at an all-time high, but it's pretty doggone close. 39% of the respondents said they couldn't buy farmland because the opportunity isn't there. They can't afford it or they can't find it. And that's because it's getting eaten up. You heard me earlier in the program talking about this bill to keep the Chinese mostly, but other governments from buying our land. And so I get that there are lots of conditions that are unsavory and that we have a problem. We've got to deal with it. But I think it's healthier, if I may say, go down this street for a second, to be optimistic than not. So one point of view one week, another point of view another week. That's what we're all about here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.